772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
They walked out of there. Now, you know them soldiers were in trouble. They were getting ready. They were going to kill Peter the day after Easter, to show the Jews a favor, give them a joy. But God said, not so. He walked right out of there. Even the gate of the city opened at its own accord. You see, you got to understand something. When the sons of God manifest, I just saw in my spirit somebody's car driving with no gas in it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of y'all going to catch up after a while. Some of y'all going to catch up when these things start happening in your life. You go, the apostle said something crazy like that would happen. Driving, I'm not talking about around the block or to the gas station. I'm talking about long distance, not an ounce of gas in there. Not a fume. I just saw it in my spirit. It might be you. Don't try it today, though. Don't. God, the apostle said I drive. You better go to the gas station. I said, the powers of the world to come. Now, if you need it, I don't feel like going to the gas station tonight. I'm gonna see, is this gonna work? It ain't gonna work. You gonna be outside the road. Seriously, expect awesome and wonderful, powerful things to happen. We have come upon these times. And it won't be for our entertainment. It'll be for our security, our safety. God's not just in the, you know, entertainment business. No, no, but if you need it, when it's needful, he knows. God doesn't waste time. He doesn't waste resource. God is exacting. I like to say, we could never measure the ocean, but the God that we serve could tell us right now exactly how many ounces of water there are on this planet. The billions and billions and billions of galaxies. Galaxies with billions and billions of stars, trillions and numbers beyond number that are out there. The Bible tells us God names every one of them by name. He'll name every one of them. He gave to his servant Solomon, whom we're going to take a look at. Solomon could speak 3,000 proverbs. Can anyone in here speak 5? 10? You might be, you know, wise. You know, maybe 100. But how about 3,000 proverbs? From the sand on the seashore to the stars in the sky. God gave Solomon this type of wisdom. And then he told Solomon to build him a house. Solomon's testimony was, Lord, the heaven of the heavens cannot contain you. And I am to build you a house. He said, the house that I build you will be merely for sacrifice and offerings, and that because the heaven of the heavens cannot contain you. How many know God does not dwell in temples made with hands? Now, he comes here because we are here. Truth be told, you and I are his temple. That makes it very personal. Very intimate. But then you and I together are his body. Now, if your hand doesn't respond, if I tell my hand, pick up that handkerchief, and my hand ain't picking it up, I'm saying, pick the handkerchief up, and it don't want to do it, something wrong with my hand, right? Why? It's not responding to the head. I know there are sicknesses or diseases, infirmities of that nature, and I'm not making light of anyone that has issues with that. I'm making an example here. Jesus is the head. We are the body. Take this home to some of you brothers. At home, you are the head. Say amen, brothers. Don't be checking. Hanging me out like that. Ain't nobody saying nothing. I'm looking for an amen, a head nod, anything. A smile. Anything. You are, somebody say, I'm the head. All the brothers stand up. Well, all the brothers stand up. That can stand up. Let's say this with me. I am the head. Come say, I'm the head of my household. God made me the head. I say, now I'm in trouble. Now you can sit down. Now you can sit down. I was saying that to say this. We are the head. The wife is the neck. The head can't turn unless the neck say, turn to the right. Okay. Turn to the right. I bailed you out, see. But Christ is the head, and the body is to respond. Now, we are a spiritual house. See, church is not just contained within these four walls or on the corners of cities and under steeples. It's not. Those are buildings. And that's important because that's the womb. That's where we congregate. That's where we assemble. We don't have to assemble under trees. You know, we don't have to cancel service when it rains. We have a building. We have a place. Moses was told to build a tabernacle. Solomon was given wealth by his father David to build Solomon's temple, a temple for God. Now, the key, when the temple is built according to pattern, it evokes God's presence. Remember, if it's done properly on the earth, heaven will respond. Now, we have a vision here in our house, and most churches have a vision. Most assemblies, call them tribes, call them churches, denominations, congregations, have a vision. What's important about vision is that your vision comes from God. That it not just be something you thought up, or that you saw somebody else do and you want to do. It's okay to do stuff like that. But when it comes to vision, if it's not according to what God's pattern is, it will not have the fortitude, the stability, the foundation to contain or to evoke his glory. But when it's built according to the pattern, when Moses finished the tabernacle, just as God had instructed him, the glory came and filled the tabernacle. So how many know it's more than just a building? It's more than just a project. We have heard from God. Back in 1994, this vision was birthed to follow through. And we are to this point by the grace of God. But it came from heaven. It's a heavenly pattern that's not just for us four and no more. It's for the nations. It's for businesses. It's for our community. It's for other churches, other leaders, political, spiritual. It's going to be a cosmopolitan of activities. you know, you name it, spirit, soul, and body. But it's not just going to be open on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. We look for it to be open 24/7 almost. Amen. Some of the little stores inside will be open all the time. But something that's going to serve the community and usher in God's kingdom. Amen. So now we have to be concerned with how we build. But let's look at the spiritual side, because what's important is how we build ourselves. That's important. You see, you can build something. You know, some of you builders, you know, you get a piece of a bad 2x4 and you don't feel like going back to the lumber place. So you saw it up and, you know, you it was bad and probably had termites or something you didn't realize, and you put it into the building. All the other wood is good except that piece. Some months, maybe a year or so later, all of a sudden stuff is starting to happen. Because you built with faulty material. Okay? Now, we looked at Wednesday night two models, a blessing model and a building model. God has a blessing, well, God has a building model. Men have a blessing model. See, what we've known or seen as church for a long time is what they call a blessing model or a construction site. You know, at a construction site, you see a lot of rubbish, a lot of bricks, sand, cement bags, you know, just all piled up. It's a construction site. All the necessary, I'll say, ingredients, all the necessary substances there, but it's just there. It ain't being built. No one there to build it. It's just a construction site. Well, a lot of churches are like that. They're just construction sites. You come, you hear things that tickle your ears. You're never challenged. If you have sin in your life, you go. You come a sinner, you walk away a sinner. No challenge. You're just there. A construction, nothing being built. But in God's model, where the heaven is open, or the Bethel, where there is an assembled house, you're being assembled. See, I challenge everyone in the church, and I'm going to challenge you more and more to find your place in the house. Everyone's not going to have a microphone. Everyone's not going to be able to be an elder. Everyone won't be on the praise team, but there are many that will. But you have to find your place, and then not just find your place and then try to take it. Oh, Apostle, give me the mic. I need to say something. You just got here. What you gonna say? In other words, you have to be formed and fashioned. There's a baking in the loaf, and everyone comes the same way. There are no.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.